Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
And I know you're at the RSA Security Conference this week, so thanks for stepping aside to take some time to chat today. And I know at the conference, ESET actually released some research survey data that they did in conjunction with Harris Interactive around employees bringing their personal devices into the corporate network or using it for work. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. Well, first of all, here, you know, in San Francisco, I'm watching people walk down the streets and everybody's got a device, every single, you know, everybody that's sort of corporate connected that's on the way to the show, to or from the show or on the show floor, has a corporate device of some kind, iPads, Androids. And ESET was curious to find out how many of them are acting securely with the devices and asked Harris to help them find out. And I think the results are shocking, as you point out. The first thing that pops to the top, I think, is that 64% of those who were surveyed don't have even the basic protections on their devices.
So I guess how do you consider or define basic protections?
Well, so they don't really think it much in a security context. First of all, they haven't had training specifically on the device. That's another one of the findings. But even more worrisome than, you know, sort of a batch of basic security devices is that only one in four have an auto locking feature at all on a tablet. And the numbers are only slightly higher for, you know, mobile devices like iPhones and Androids. So that means that of these people that are walking up and down the streets, chances are extremely good I could walk up, grab their device, open it up, make a phone call, have access to documents, potentially sensitive documents, corporate documents, or corporate email. And of course, that's very worrisome. And we were shocked, I think, as much as anybody was.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as mentioned, especially with 81% of employees using these personal devices for work-related functions, not even having the basic security in play seems to be concerning. Is there anything that IT should be doing about this issue, or should we be concerned at this point?
Well, I think, you know, Matt, you touched on it, that we rolled the survey out this week and started talking to security professionals on the floor. I think they were as surprised as anybody. And I think these are people that are setting policy, that are implementing policy. These are IT. So I don't think IT knew the depth and the kind of the severity of the problem. I think they essentially, with iPads and others, were swamped by the technology. Everybody started using it for field work, and now they have to really quickly backfill user education and IT core infrastructures. You know, what did they do to protect the company if a user's device becomes stolen on the BART or on, you know, trolley or wherever you're going in your car, or, you know, at a bus station? What does the company do? Do they have a breach? Do they know that they have a breach? Do they have remote wiping software? So this is absolutely at the forefront. And RSA, you could feel the tension among, you know, policy setters saying, how do we deal with this? And the vendors are trying to answer that question.
Well, and you're right. Many of them probably have no idea that these devices are being used. Obviously, this was the employees telling us that they are using these devices for work. And what's the best way then for IT to get a hold of this situation and really lock down and secure these devices?
Well, I think, as we were talking to some folks at the show, that people aren't going to stop using them, and they're here. As you pointed out, and we saw in the survey, 81% use the devices for, you know, work. And in fact, in many cases, it's such an advantage in the field that they're going to continue to work. They're going to continue to use them for work, and so IT just has to deal with it. IT, I think, has got a couple of things they need to do. First of all, users don't think of mobile devices as having or they underestimate the power that's in their mobile device. It has a full software, an operating system, just like your laptop. There's some things it doesn't do as well as your laptop, but there's some things that it has, like GPS positioning. Your laptop doesn't have that. There's more add-ons actually from different areas that are in present on the iPads and on the Android. So IT has to find a way to sort of sandbox them or segregate them off in a section until they can study the traffic. And so that would be a safety that they could keep the company safe. And then also users have to understand, and IT has to teach users, here are the apps that are okay to install. And here are some others. First of all, only install from areas, markets that you know, the official market for the device. And a lot of this is going to happen over the next 6 months, and this conversation is going to have to start to happen.
Absolutely. And I think, like you mentioned, even from just a basic perspective, whether or not they're accessing corporate data, people should make sure they have a password in place on these devices. It comes as part of the device, and it's just a basic that everybody should be doing.
Certainly, that's something that's not heavy lifting. You don't have to be, if you don't consider yourself a power user, that's fine. These are things that you can ask a friend or ask your IT guy. What do you guys recommend? And some of these are so simple that you're drawing a pattern on the screen. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to do it. And that's going to slow scammers down drastically.
Absolutely. Well, Cameron, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today from the RSA conference. We definitely will look forward to discussing this topic further as well on the Malware Report. If you have any questions for Cameron or the ESET research team, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.